And today we are welcoming Billy Southern. Hi there, Billy.
Hello.
It's been a while. I know you've been in before, but it's been a little bit.
Yep.
Well, let's hear a song, and I'm going to assume you're going to start with something from the new album. Is that a safe assumption?
Yep. I'm going to play this one. It's called Glide. This is on the new one. As you know, I like to cross-country ski, and I kind of got inspiration for this one from that. So let's just start with that, I guess. When the snow starts to fall, we don't mind at all. When the sun is our only light, and our dreams don't come at night, on our trail when the beat of every drum lifts you over that mountain run, when the dance with ghosts at night, and our blood rages through the fire, on our trail
Billy Southern live from Studio A, and a tune from his new album, The Road to Sturgis. And you said that's inspired by all the cross-country skiing you do?
Well, it's a little bit of that, a little bit of, I delve into the history, and there's a little bit of the, I kind of blended the idea of that and kind of like the Trail of Tears, and just the idea of, you know, when you ski the Berkey, there's drums pounding at the top of Powerline Hill, and so it kind of all rolled into one winter day, and that's what it ended up being. So.
Okay. Now, and skiing can be a very contemplative activity, unless you're really exerting yourself and you're just too out of breath to be contemplative. So do you ever think of song ideas just while you're out in the woods?
Oh, absolutely. I get... sometimes there's ideas for songs that come, but other times it's like the radio pops on in your head and you just start listening to stuff, and that's what happens for me anyway, so it's just kind of nice.
You mean like stuff that never existed before?
No.
Or songs that you know from the past? Okay.
I'll just get songs. It's like just listening to a radio in my head. I don't even need an iPod, I guess. I don't know.
We should think of that for KUMD, implants, so that people can just have us in their head all the time. Well, tell us about the new album. How long has it been since you've had an album out?
2009 was the last one, and this one has been in the works for about 3 or 4 years. It's kind of gone through some changes in my life, and, I went through a divorce last year, and things, I finally got to a point where I could focus on the record and get it done and be happy with it. So that's what happened. I got it done. I got to say a quick shout out to Jamie. Jamie is I call her little sis. She's fighting cancer right now. She's my sister-in-law's sister. And so I just wish her well.
We'll send our best wishes to her. It's a hard, can be a hard thing.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean this album, I'm real happy about it. It's got a wide variety of songs. I got Jillian Martin, or Jillian Raish, I think she goes by for fiddle. She did some fiddle work. She came up. We recorded some of it out in Lakewood at my place, and some of it we recorded here in Duluth with Jake Larson. So yeah, I'm happy with it. I think it's a good album.
Okay. And music is not your full-time occupation.
Nope, it's not. I wish it was, but for the time being, I also have to pay bills. So I do inspect mines is what I do for a living.
But what I wonder about is when it's not your full-time thing, but you still want to really do it, how do you fit that into your life? And how do you make sure, is it hard sometimes to kind of keep making that time for that, or is it such something you're so passionate about that it's not a problem at all?
It's hard, but but I do love it, and I love playing out. I love playing shows. I love writing songs, and I like just every aspect of it. If I could do it for a living, I would drop what I'm doing right now, and that's what I would do. But
well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
Well, I got this one. Let's. I wrote this song, this is called Whiskey Plate Girl. Why don't I play that one?
Oh, I've traveled all around. Oh, I've had my share up and down. I've seen a lot of faces. Few I might even know, like my whiskey plate girl I picked up in Monticello. Oh, she says a lot of things. Oh, I like the way she lets me sing. She's a traveling gypsy who forgot a medicine show. My whiskey plate girl I met down in Monticello. Whiskey plate mama, whiskey plate girl, whiskey plate daddy, all around the world where you see him on the freeways, just trying to stay alive. They don't have no problem drinking, just knowing when not to drive. Oh, I've chased a lot of tail. Oh, I've had my share, tooth and nail. I've been in every bar from here to Mexico. No one is as hard as that girl I met in Monticello. Whiskey plate mama, whiskey plate girl, whiskey plate daddy, all around the world where you see them on the freeway, just trying to stay alive. They don't have no problem drinking, just know when not to drive. They don't have no problem drinking, just don't know when they shouldn't drive.
Billy Southern live from Studio A. And that Whiskey Plate Mama, that name of that one?
Whiskey Plate Girl.
Whiskey Plate Girl. What made you write that one?
Well, I just happened to see a girl in this little blue Cavalier one morning on I-35 go whizzing by me. And I could see her coming up alongside me, and she just went flying right on by, and I noticed that she had whiskey plates, and I was like, wow, there goes a whiskey plate girl. And once you say something like that as a folk singer, I guess you got to write a song about it. And so that was the inspiration. I don't know where she is now. But maybe she has her whiskey plate still. I don't know.
And whiskey plate is when somebody has had some problems with the law,
yeah,
and drinking and driving. It's.
And I think it's a... I don't know if it's just a Minnesota thing. I know it's a Minnesota thing. I've friends from Wisconsin who have never heard of it until I mentioned what it was. But not close. They don't live close to the border. I think a lot of Wisconsin folks that live in this area would know what it's all about. But yeah, that was
now,
the inspiration.
The title of your album is The Road.
The Road to Sturgis.
So, are you a motorcycle person?
Yeah. I have a Harley. I have a 1999 Super Glide. And went to Sturgis last year for the first time. Had a blast. I had no intention on naming the album The Road to Sturgis, but I had a really cool photo of the bike in South Dakota on the side of the road. And Andy Sauer, who did the artwork for this, really did a awesome job, and we used that one of the photos I actually took as a cover photo, and I said, you know what, maybe let's title this The Road to Sturgis. I thought it was great. It just ended up working out. You know, it was kind of like a process that I went through in the last couple of years with things going on in my life, big changes, and heading out there was quite a relief, or quite a I don't know how you want to put it. It was just a great time.
Getting away, getting some steam,
right.
Relaxing maybe.
Yep.
And how was it everything you expected it would be, or different, or? And did you bring your guitar along?
Yes, I did bring the guitar along, and I actually played for the folks at the campsite. A buddy of mine, Dave, from Kettle River, he was driving out there with me. He has he had his pickup truck, so we threw the guitar in the back and headed out there like that. And Dave would hang around the campsite and hold down the fort while I went riding around up in the Black Hills or out to... I went out to Devil's Tower and just everywhere. It was a blast. Just the riding is mainly what I like, but also did get out to Buffalo Chip and saw Leonard Skinner and Sugar Land and saw all that craziness go on, and it was a fun time. I would do it again. Well, in fact, I plan on doing it again this year. So,
all right. Well, we have time for one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here, Billy?
Why don't I play this one? I know my brother really likes. There's a couple other people who really like this too. This is called I Will Show You How.
Billy Southern live from Studio A, and that's one on the new album?
Yep.
Okay, tell me about the inspiration for that one. That is a nice tune.
I have no idea. I get pictures, and I think a lot of the songs I write, I get a little story going on in my head, and that little story there was about, I was thinking about the settlers and stuff and what they had to go through and how everything was so bitter. I could only imagine how cold things were. With no insulation compared to what we have now and everything. And I really pictured what life was like maybe on the prairie or something, and how times are harder back then. And I think we take a lot of that for granted. Now we have it so much easier. In fact, if your cell phone doesn't get reception now, you get upset, you know? And so it's just one of those songs. Yeah.
Now that sounds like, it sounds like you kind of think about that, you know, that you mentioned the Trail of Tears earlier. You kind of think about people and history and their situations. And is that, that's something that's of interest to you?
Yeah.
In general,
at one time I was studying to be an English teacher, and it was a toss up between being an English teacher and a history teacher. I really studied a lot of history, in college, and, it was between history and English, and I chose English, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I got through 2 weeks of student teaching, and I decided not to be a teacher anymore. It's just too chaotic an environment for me, but yeah.
But now you're writing songs with a historical bent, so you're kind of combining both of those interests right there.
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.